decry the abuse of the airwaves by some of the horrible stuff that you're exposed to, I think we ought to take it to the Supreme Court, Richie. What do you say? Horrible things that are on the air now, let's get rid of them.
Yeah.
One at a time.
And we have an example of one of those things.
We do.
Right now.
Really? Where do we go for that?
Be careful.
Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in this portion of the Good Day program. We'll be joined later on in the hour by attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman. We'll be talking about the Supreme Court visitation into the area of obscenity and indecency and maybe even obesity. Oh, no, that's Jack's job. Dr. Jack Stockwell is an upper cervical NUCCA doctor, N-U-C-C-A. He's a chiropractor specializing in taking care of your neck. He's in a couple of different areas of Utah, been practicing for a long time, likes to do the radio as well as practice his chiropractic, and is therefore well known in the area for his opinions. I don't care about his opinions. I'm interested in his overview of what's going on in the medical world. You can keep your opinions to yourself.
Yes.
How's that?
People pay me for my opinions.
They do. That's
we'll just do a free overview.
There's no danger of you getting paid here. So let's move into a subject that is a problem at this time of year, and I notice it more, perhaps as I travel, wondering about germs on planes. Where do the germs lurk on the planes? I'm going to come see you in a couple of weeks to get on a plane.
Yes.
Never think about it. I'm on a plane 2-3 times, sometimes 4 times a week at this time of year. And I wonder if there is some way, scientifically or otherwise, I mean, I'm looking around. Everybody sort of visualize or imagine this in your mind, all right? You've been on a plane. Look around where you are on the plane. Look at the environment. First, stick your hand up to that air vent and the flow of air that comes down to your face. Where do you think that air is coming from that's blowing on your face?
Always turn that vent away from my face.
Yeah.
Like, I might put it, like, towards my body, but I won't put it towards my face. It's blowing. Yeah, look at what you're blowing right in your face.
So what sorts of things do crawl around, the creepy, crawly creatures that are in those vents? Let's start with that. What would be a problem? What would be the kind of stuff? Mold? What else is in there, do you think, Jack?
Well, every time kids get into usually about eighth grade science, if they have an illumined teacher, he will be able to do some of these microbe tests where they take little swabs of, you know, off the water fountain, off the handrails, off the seat desk. Yeah. And sometimes you'd be surprised some of the more pathogenic bacteria is outside the bathroom than inside the bathroom. And let me give you an image, and then it'll help you to understand the airplane. Imagine your skin as just the shell of your body, as much as the hard surface of an egg would just be the shell of what contains inside the egg. Mm-hmm. Of all the genetic material inside your skin, all the way to the center of your being, 10% of it is you. 90% of all that genetic material isn't even human. It's the microbes that live inside your body, especially inside the gut. Trillions and trillions and trillions of microbes. Now, if inside you, you've got that kind of a population to deal with, you can only begin to imagine what there is outside of you. Now, one thing they need is oxygen, for the most case. There's some that don't need oxygen, the really bad ones. And moisture. Yeah. And wherever there's moisture flowing, wherever there's warmth to some degree, you're going to have massive collections of microbes. Mm-hmm. The answer is your own immune strength. You can't escape it. Anywhere you go, you're going to run across trillions of virus and bacteria and molds.
I'm amazed on the farm what new kinds of things are around since I was a kid. We have always had a problem with mastitis, but there are new kinds of germs that create these clots. And there are other things that we're finding in the listeria and the various types of E. coli. And the streptococcus. I mean, there's just whatever you can think of, multiply it times 10 jillion, and that's what you're dealing with. These germs, you're never going to get rid of them. They're never going to go away. And so it's part of your health, your preventative being ought to be focused on how you enhance your system so that these things do not inflame, because inflammation is what disease is all about, right?
Right, and here's the caveat. Half of them you need.
Yeah.
Half of the bacteria and viruses inside your body actually produce vitamins. Yeah. They release minerals from undigested food.
You may have heard me last week talking, Jack, about what's in the soil. We got into early last week, I forget what day it was, Richie, there was a whole long discussion about how the soil, we were talking, I know, and it wasn't in positive terms, about something, the latest scam from Monsanto or Dow, probably Monsanto, and how what was going on in the fields was killing the microbes. It isn't manure.
Yes.
I mean, it is manure, but it's not the fertilizers, the chemical fertilizer they put in the soil makes the plant grow, but it doesn't do anything except distress the soil because it kills the microbes that are enhanced by the use of manure. And here we have these people around the country who are so clueless that are trying to stop the EPA people trying to stop us from putting manure on our fields because they say it's bad for the ecology. It isn't bad for the ecology at all.
Isn't that ridiculous? It's patently asinine that these people...
The problem is are the chemical fertilizers that run off, not the manure. The manure gets the microbes in the soil working because that's really what it is. And the microbes that are coming out of the digestive system of the cows exist in the manure, which gets put on the field, which makes the microbes work even better. There's nothing.
Precisely.
It's just such stupidity, Jack.
There's an aspect of what you do that's very similar to what I do. The essence of what I do is to sling it.
Yeah.
Now, the essence of what I do is to treat spine and spine-related problems. The essence of a real farmer, mm-hmm. and I've learned this now at 61 years of age, is to treat the soil. The rest mm-hmm. of us worry about what you're growing out there and what it's going to cost per bushel or what we got to pay for it in the supermarket. But a real farmer treats the humus. He treats the soil because he knows that's where the life of his product really is, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. We're talking about what germs there are on planes. You can probably equate this to buses and to trains as well. We'll talk about the tray tables and the seat back pockets.
Yes.
And the bathrooms on the plane in a moment. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI. January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
This is Doug's Club, and one of my members is Jack Stockwell. Go to jackstockwell.com, find out how his medical practice works, find out how your body works in a way that's sort of an insider trading thing, if you understand. Dr. Jack is really on top of a lot of these things. As we're discussing the body and how it's affected if you're on a plane a lot, tray tables, germs like you wouldn't believe. They used to clean the tray tables off every day when they were cleaning the plane. Not so anymore. So you got to wonder, well, never mind the food, but people's hands that have touched it. Same with the seat back pockets and the used. I mean, I remember going into one of them once and it was loaded. Not only was the barf bags, it had stuff in it, but there were old wipes and napkins and tissues. And, God, what a germ fest that must be.
Well, it goes back to the first thing. Is again rebuilding and building and a robust immune system. Number two is something we were taught in the first grade. Wash your hands.
Yeah.
And they've got these convenient little packets now of these, you know, I wouldn't recommend you use it on a regular basis, but whenever you travel, the little squirty antibiotic or antibacterial stuff. Supermarkets have it now so that you can wipe off the handle of the grocery cart. A lot of other stores are employing these at the in and out areas of the stores where you can put a little couple squirts on your hand. That's not something you want to do on a regular basis.
Because it kills all of the...
It kills everything, and it will actually change the cellular structure on the surface of the hand.
Yep.
However, there are places like wherever mankind is crowded into a sardine can and in and out, you're going to have a greater population. Airplanes in particular carry those little packets with you.
The bathrooms, I mean, think about it. I was sitting next to a guy the other day who sneezed. He was very careful about not sneezing in our faces, but those germs went someplace. They landed on the back of the seat. You have all the stuff that goes on in the bathrooms that is just...
You know how fast that stuff comes out when you sneeze? 300 miles an hour.
That's all.
I thought it would be 300.
Yeah.
You're darn right it travels
and
across.
How far does it go?
Well, yeah. In an airplane, it doesn't have far to go, so it's going to stay in the confines.
Yes, you can baptize a lot of people.
So are these germaphobes, like we had Howie Mandel on the show last week, and he's a germaphobe. How is he hurting his health by constantly cleaning, constantly not touching, constantly not exposing himself to some of these things that he probably should be exposed to?
Nature has provided you with what's called, what they used to call, they should anymore, the acid mantle. It's the outer layer of your skin, which should run around pH of about 4.5 to 5.5. It's your natural barrier against bacteria. Preserve that. Protect it. Don't wash it away.
Be careful. You've got a 20% better chance of getting a cold on a plane than any place else.
Yeah,
check out Dr. Jack's website, jackstockwell.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff, that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Which famous singer was ejected from Graceland by security guards in 1976? Billy Joel, David Bowie.
Is that one of the options? Is he one of the options? Since we were playing this song. So let me get this straight.
You just gave the answer with the song you asked for?
You play a Bruce Springsteen song and then ask that question and Bruce Springsteen is the answer? What a maroon.
I love to see you. I think it's Elton John. Shut up. Will the two of you just be quiet?
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. I mean, at least I think it does.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
From the new music file. This is a big fan of the Van Halen boys. This is from them called Tattoo, Brand New. We don't usually focus on this stuff, but a large portion of our audience seems to like it.
On my elbow, when I'm there.
Have you actually heard this before, Richie?
This is the first time I'm actually hearing this.
On the back of my leg. Ain't she cool when I walk?
Story.
The song's called Tattoo.
Yeah. No.
You don't like it?
Oh, I don't like it either.
Don't like it at all.
That's what we
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
We tried it.
Down.
I don't mind it.
Okay, well, you don't mind
his son,
that's not exactly a strong endorsement.
It's not like I'm crazy about it. Their son, Eddie Van Halen's son, Wolfgang, plays bass. He took Michael Anthony's place. Yeah. He's doing pretty good, too.
26 after the hour, Stephen J.J. Wiseman will be here. We'll be talking about the Supreme Court hearing arguments on behalf of both sides when it comes to obscenity and indecency, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll get to that in a moment. The state that has more in its history ownership from various parts of the world. There's one state in our country that has had more owners before becoming an American state than any other state. Which state is it, and how many flags have flown over it?
Oh, I think I know.
800.
Easy.
Quiet. 800-510, both of you. Q-U-I-E-T.
Well, it's a guess, but...
800-5... Well, leave that to the audience, would you please? guessing is okay here. 800-510-8255. Sometimes you come up with the right guess. It maybe is a matter of common sense, maybe not. One state has had more owners before it became an American state than any other of our states. I will give you a hint. Six countries have owned this state. All right? That's the, but I got to have you list the states.
I gave you.
When you Google,
yeah. What U.S. state has had the most owners?
Yeah.
The first link that comes up is Miss USA.
Good for her.
The second link that comes up is prostitution in Nevada.
There you go. 800. Perfect. 800-510-8255. I'm guessing if you live in that state, and I know we have, I can think off the top of my head, four or five stations placed. We have actually a new station.
Yes,
in that state. So anyway, 800-510-8255. Name the countries that have owned this state.
Oh.
All right. 800-510-8255. You'll get to the bottom of it. We have some trouble brewing in Colombia, which we'll discuss that with Richie in a matter of moments. Homeowners and government mortgage modification and the situation with the Supremos coming up 28 after on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For a free 60-day trial.
Joining us in a few minutes, Stephen J. Wiseman, who is an attorney that is often on various programs that I host. One of the quickest legal minds that I know. One of the most ethical of all of the lawyers. It's almost an oxymoron to reference an ethical lawyer, but he is
actually a good guy.
He's actually a very good guy. I've known him for a long, long time. Like him a lot. So he's going to help us understand what the arguments are before the Supreme Court regarding the obscenity. Is he there now?
He's there.
Oh, you want to do it now? Oh. Oh, hi.
Do me. Speaking of obscenity.
I didn't know you were handy by there. All right, everybody, can you hold on for a second, Steve? I just want to get one thing out of the air.
Absolutely.
On the air and out of the way before I get to you. Hold on just a second. The question has been about this state that has more owners. Before it was an American state, it was owned by five others. So I give you the sixth one is America, all right?
Has Donald Trump ever owned this state?
Donald Trump.
He's not.
I don't even think he has owned any property in the state.
Yeah, okay.
Here's Malin in Harbinger, North Carolina. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Okay.
All right, how many countries are we talking about and what state?
It was six all total. It's Texas.
Texas is the state. Six countries is correct. The sixth is America. What are the other five?
I can give you three of them.
All right.
Well, that's a start.
50-50.
Go ahead.
Spain, France, and Mexico.
That is one, two, and three. So the other two are what we're looking at here. And this is not a trick question. You don't have it, though, right?
No. Right,
should we give him a prize? Hold on a second.
Absolutely, we should give him a prize.
So we just need two more because America's all right. Six, right?
All right, yes. Tim is in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hi, Tim.
Hi. It belonged to the Confederate States.
That's one of the other two remaining. You're correct.
I did know the other ones, but now the last one is the one.
The last one is the hooker. All right, well,
Poland.
I beg your pardon.
Poland. Good
no, Poland didn't own any colonies.
He's just yanking your chain, sir. Thank you for the call. Would you get a life, please?
I'm rich. Stop confusing people.
Diane is in Mount Vernon. I'm going around everybody who's called from Texas. How many calls we got from Texas?
Uzbekistan.
One, two, three, four, five. All right, so Diane, you know the last we have Spain, France, Mexico, one, two, and three. The fourth owner we haven't listed yet. The fifth were the Confederate States before it was a U.S. state.
Iran.
Sangala.
Diane. By the way.
Are you there? Yes. It was an independent country of its own at one time.
That's close enough. The Republic of Texas.
Oh, very
yes,
good.
Yes, that is correct. So Spain, France, Mexico.
I'm kind of wishing they could go back to that.
Republic of Texas.
Hey,
get rid of Perry.
Confederate States and
Poland and Iran.
Confederate States and the United States. All right, very good job. All right, Richie, take care of all these people.
Sure.
Thank you, Diane. By the way, we were having dinner, and this is not name-dropping time, but Mary Lynn Ricecup, who was Chloe on 24, reminded me that she had not been on. Remember when they had the two-hour special?
Yeah, she was not
in that. She was written out of it for whatever reason.
That's right, because it was the writer's strike, so they had to narrow it down to 2 hours. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. But she is in the 24 movie.
Did she ever get to visit Sangala, though? I can't remember. I don't think so.
I asked her, you know what? That's what brought me. I said, what do you know about Sangala? We were having a conversation at dinner.
You asked her.
And I asked her about that, and it took her a minute before she got where I was going with Sangala. She kept thinking Sangala, and then she looked at me with that pouty face that she's so well known by. Sangala. All right. So now let's get to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who better not be charging me by the hour for this. All right. So we have actually I've got two things I want to ask you. The first one, however, is big time stuff for broadcasters. The Supreme Court of the United States hearing arguments over whether or not government regulators have the right to police the airwaves for language, indecent content, and the broadcasters laugh at this. We have always laughed at this because the FCC doesn't really have a policy. Would you like to begin by explaining the non-policy and how it applies to obscenity and indecency, Steve?
Yeah, okay.
you scared me there.
Well, you know, at one time, that would have been okay. They had what was the fleeting utterance, and in my media law classes that I teach, we'll play these videos with various newscasters who screw up and then they throw out an expletive. That was okay, a fleeting utterance, because the whole idea was, it goes back to 1978 when George Carlin did the seven words that you can't say on the radio.
Right.
Someone played it on the radio, and the Supreme Court was faced with, guess what? Those words in and of themselves are not obscene. And so, therefore, they had to come up with something new. So they came up with this, as you said, vague standard of indecency with a definition that really never kind of made sense and you couldn't figure out anyway. But for years, they didn't really enforce it very much unless someone was dwelling on those words. And they also gave a safe harbor. You could use those words after 10 o'clock at night until 6 in the morning. But then came the Super Bowl and Janet Jackson, and all of a sudden everybody was all upset about indecency on the airwaves. So they came up with, not only are those words improper if used repeatedly, but even if it's a fleeting utterance, as long as something is patently offensive, with no definition of what patently offensive is, then it's a violation of the rules. And these rules, as you said, are so ridiculous that, on the one hand, Saving Private Ryan was allowed to be shown on television, and yet the same words that were said in that were not allowed in other movies. And one of the things that was kind of interesting was, as they kept going on, it was allowed in this, it wasn't allowed in that. It turned out, as Justice Kagan said, apparently if you're Steven Spielberg and it's one of your movies, that's
Hanks.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
But I thought it was gratuitous, where with Spielberg, they can claim it was historical.
Well, you know, they can, except for the fact that it also has been used. Ken Burns's documentary Jazz, it had some blues singers using expletives. Those were not allowed. So there have been instances where it should be something that's consistent with a standard of, like you say, educational or historical, but they just have no kind of standard.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the one hand, they go into these wonderful explanations of why something is allowed and not. My favorite was when the FCC went in with, let's see, Dick and Dickhead, and when they would be allowed, and not at a long.
I'm going to bounce the second one of those. I'll let you get away with
that
one.
By the way, those were allowed, which is why I used those.
Uh-huh. All right, so the attorneys representing the various networks arguing how well for the broadcaster's point of view, because this has been the bottom line here, and basically it is, as described by one, the race to the bottom with regard to indecencies. How well are these are highly paid, highly trained lawyers, right?
Yeah, and they made some good arguments. The argument about if it's allowed, there will be a race to the bottom, and that's exactly the words they used, and I think they're talking about the lower levels, not the buttocks, but even
this is Supreme Court arguing this against the attorneys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so one of the arguments in response is, and this is a good one, it's like the situation of obscenity. Obscenity is supposed to reflect community standards.
Right.
Well,
good luck with that one.
Well, the thing is, the community does give its standards, and you don't need a courtroom. If they are offended, it won't get on the air, and you won't get advertisers, and it won't get ratings. So.
Right.
There are some that say you don't need to get the government involved. The other big thing is we're looking at technology. And back in 1978, there was no cable, there was no internet, there was no satellite. And so you could protect kids from hearing these words. You can't do this now. And as a matter of fact, one of the judges actually even commented, you know, why do we have to rule? Because broadcast television is going to be gone in a few years anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So the arguments are good. What I think is going to happen, and it's always hard to predict from listening to the judges or, in the case of Justice Clarence Thomas, not listening because he never speaks in open court, they seem to be hesitant to throw out the rule entirely and say that anything goes. But it would be very, very hard to see a situation where they didn't say the particular rules of the FCC are totally vague and therefore unconstitutional, and they've got to come up with something that can be more definitive.
And so, under the circumstances, what really do you think will come out of all of this?
Well, you know, I kind of chuckled because Justice Sotomayor had to recuse herself. Well, that leaves eight justices, and frankly, you've got a real possibility that you could have a 4-4 tie on this, meaning that nothing would happen. Of course, if nothing happens, it leaves the Second Circuit Court of Appeals decision, which was that the rules were unconstitutional, and it would be up to the FCC to rewrite these. I do think they will ultimately follow and go along with what the Second Circuit said, and that is, yes, you can have indecency rules. There still are reasons for that, but the present rules are ridiculous, vague, applied in an arbitrary and capricious manner, and the FCC has got to do something more definitive.
So, Steve, the obvious next step is that they're going to go after the Internet and try to judge what's safe for us on the Internet.
Well, you know, it's really not the next step because it's been done, and they've lost, and they've lost at the Supreme Court level as well. So we're pretty safe as far as the Internet and cable and satellite go. This broadcast is just this last vestige where the rules can apply. So
because they own the airwaves that we broadcast on.
Bingo. They're the public airwaves.
Right.
You know, the rest are, we're paying for it, and therefore we make our choices.
Like cable.
Well, we're paying for the public airwaves as well. So that's the argument. Any smart lawyer like you would make that argument and laugh. They'd all be laughed out of court, which is what ought to happen anyway. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law and expert in these matters, talking about the latest Supreme Court arguments regarding the so-called, I was going to say fairness doctrine. Good. That'll be the next thing. The indecency standards. But maybe we do need to have a discussion at some point about the fairness doctrine, because depending on who gets elected, there are people who still want to put that thing. Imagine that has not died yet. Man, does that thing need to be shot.
Yeah, fairness doctrine and net neutrality are the big media issues where we definitely should talk about.
Yeah. All right, we will, but not now.
Have a great day.
Take good care. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Richie talks about some trouble in Colombia, his second home, in a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the soccer team that never wins. Recently, I had the opportunity to visit a country in South America who takes a tremendous amount of pride in their soccer team. And in the last World Cup, they came in at 5, and they hated it. If you don't become number one, then you are not successful, according to the fans. Well, I asked an individual, what does the team have to do to become number one? Do they need better players? The answer was, we have the best players in the world. However, they are not a team. They all play for themselves, and they do not play for the team. How about us? Individually, are we the best people on our group, or are we the best people for ourselves, or are we the best people on the team? We all have to be part of a team to be successful, be it family, be it friends, be it business. You might have the greatest talent in the world, but you got to come together. Be a team. Be successful. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
11 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Most of you know Richie is married to a lady that's a Colombian native. And as a result of that, he goes to Colombia a few times a year and is close to the culture there. I find it interesting because of Juan Valdez, who was originally the image that Colombian coffee had, right?
Yep, that and the drug cartels.
Yeah, right. Apparently there's an orange fungus that is eating into the coffee in Colombia to the point where... It is, the coffee is not drinkable, it's not, the beans are no good. And it partly is because of the fungus coming from all the rain in it. I thought the coffee grew well. I mean, I don't drink coffee, I don't know that much about it. But I don't know whether you knew any more about this.
You know, I don't know anything about that, except that we booked a trip where actually I've never been to, and we're going to the coffee region this summer in August, and it's supposed to be just beautiful.
Fungus.
Apparently I won't be drinking the coffee.
Fungus among us.
Yeah, a lot of fungus among us. So I wonder, the coffee's not coming from Venezuela, a lot of it. We're growing coffee in this country to a point, and some of the other, like Mexico, big on coffee. One wonders if they're going to become the newest drug. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Moments on the Jack Stephan Good Day program with our movie man, Chuck Curry. This is an obvious reference from the movie of the same name. It's a big song. Kenny Loggins released the single, and quickly it became number one on the charts. This is 1984 music and a movie that goes back to 1984, Chucker. Does it seem that's 25 or 26 years ago?
That's a great. That's one of my favorite years of the movies, 1984. So many good films. But, you know, the remake is quite good. And I believe it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray soon.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
Did about 50 million in theaters. But it's actually a very one of the better remakes, in my opinion.
Will there be another one?
What's that, Richie?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, another one? Another Footloose?
Like a Footloose, you mean?
I don't think there will be, no.
Yeah. Okay. Like a Loose.
As remakes or retellings or reimaginings go, this one is one of the better ones.
Yeah.
It really was good. I enjoyed it very much.
Footloosest. Yeah, footloosest. Or
exactly.
Strings. What do they call it? You tie your shoes with...
Shoestrings.
Shoestrings. Yeah, exactly. All right, so that was exciting and really extraordinarily dramatic. Yes, thank you.
Wow. Glad I could contribute.
That enlightened.
Let's get to the number one movie during this week 6 years ago. I do not know this movie, or at least I don't think I do, and I don't throw that down as a gauntlet or a challenge. It just is me telling you, when I look at the title of the movie, and I'm the only one here who's got it, everybody else has to listen and try to figure it out just for fun. I don't know this movie, but I'm betting Chucker does because he knows all about these movies, and I never am surprised by Richie saying, oh, yeah, I know that one.
This is within the I have kids area, so I might be out soon.
Jennifer, I don't know, maybe this fits into your realm. Having said all of that, the caveat is to bring you the three pieces of audio, and you decide whether you know what it is. You want to take a shot at it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Call us at 800-510-8255, and we'll give you a shot at this. If you win, you haven't won before Movie Moments, you get the swell prize. Here's the first audio clue.
You know, they really shouldn't tell you if they're just going to let Komodo dragons run loose around the hotel.
Really?
Tucker, you got anything there? Yeah, I think Jennifer.
No.
Is this about memory problems?
I don't know. I don't know the movie.
Okay.
Honestly.
Oh, no,
okay. Next, Roberta will never
remember.
1,000 years. Next.
I destroyed all your little throw pillows.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Because
yeah.
throw pillows suck, okay? Yeah. They serve no purpose. They're purely decorative.
Really? If Richie's got it, I'm surprised. You got it, Tucker?
I'm not sure.
Is it a girly movie?
Yeah, kind of. Here you go.
I hate spicy food.
I knew it.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I have a mild case of IBS and
what is that?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
What?
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. That's terrible.
Yeah, this is a pretty fun movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a kid's movie, though, right?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Really?
It's good. It'd be total you movie. It's chick flick.
Really?
It's a date flick.
Oh, okay.
It's a date movie.
Chucky, you got it?
I think I do.
All right. 800-510-8255. What?
The reason you didn't see it?
Yeah.
You hate the male star.
Oh, okay.
You don't like him.
I hate anybody, but I don't like him.
You're not a fan of his.
800. Is it Murray?
But you love... No, it's...
Stiller.
Stiller.
Oh, I don't care for him. You're
but you love the female star.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Who's the female star?
I don't know who that
She's
is.
A friend of yours.
A friend of mine?
That's a good one.
Friend of
oh,
yours.
Oh, yeah.
Friend. Aniston?
Very good, Dudley.
All right, there you go.
So now that you've given away the two major actors.
Let's see if people can figure it out.
Yeah.
This was one of our first movies, wasn't it? They did fairly well now that I think about it.
No, but it was a good one.
Yeah. Okay. 800-510-8255. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
We're going to start with some TV news, Doug. AMC, the network of Mad Men and The Walking Dead, working on bringing Martin Scorsese's very popular mob movie, Goodfellas, to the small screen in the form of a weekly TV show. The original film's writer, Nicholas Pileggi, and producer Erwin Winkler, currently working on the project. I think it's a great idea and really fills the void of The Sopranos when it left the HBO, although Boardwalk Empire is a great show also in that same genre. Other TV news, Grey's Anatomy creator Shonda Rhimes says she thinks Grey's Anatomy will last another decade, which is 10 years. That's a long time. You know, it's in its 8th season, Grey's Anatomy, and I think it's as good as it's ever been. So I think it's going to have a very long run. And finally, NBC's The Firm 2-hour premiere on Sunday night got off to a bad start in the ratings. But I must say I watched it yesterday. It stars Josh Lucas, and it's a quality TV series. I'm going to watch it. Thought it was very, very good. And he's really good.
It looks
Josh
good.
On it.
Yeah.
It was good.
So, but it didn't do well in the ratings. Did you say what's on it?
It did awful, actually.
What's on against
it? It's going to move to Thursday nights now. They did a 2-hour premiere Sunday night from 9 to 11, and now they're going to move it to Thursdays at 10. It'll go head-to-head with ABC's Private Practice. So we'll see how it does. But it's well worth watching. It's good. Very good.
All right. Well, thank you for that whopping and successful plug. Meanwhile, the answer to the movie is Along Came Polly, which nobody had. Along Came Polly.